Exclusive photos, Texas border wall construction moving at full steam. By Randy Clark on October 10, 2021. Eagle Pass, Texas, as the Biden administration announces it will cancel all remaining border wall projects in South Texas. The state of Texas is pushing toward with completion of its own border barriers at a rapid pace. This border wall project, funded by the state of Texas, is Governor Greg Abbott's answer to the migrant crisis facing his state. Breitbart, Texas witnessed a flurry of construction activity on a substantial project in Eagle Pass, Texas on Friday. The project is unlike fencing on private property the state has installed in other areas. The barrier will bear more resemblance to the Trump border wall in size and scope. The project spans a 2-mile stretch of the busiest illegal migrant crossings near the Eagle Pass ports of entry. The barrier, which will consist of a concrete wall, topped with a steel structure, is being built on a state-owned right-of-way for Texas Loop 480. The loop parallels the Rio Grande for several miles and is notorious for migrant traffic. A temporary chain-link fence separates the river from the final project footprint and protects the materials awaiting installation. A portable concrete plant churns out materials for the footing of the wall, and site preparation throughout the project's path has been completed. Discarded clothing littering the worksite serves as evidence of the significant number of migrants traversing the area. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the area sees hundreds of migrant crossings each day, mostly Venezuelan and Cuban nationals. As the construction of the Texas border wall moves ahead, DHS announced on Friday it will cancel all remaining federally funded border wall projects in Texas that began under the Trump administration. The move will likely push more states along the southwest border to seek solutions to the current migrant crisis as the federal government distances itself from the issue. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott joined 9 other GOP state governors to discuss the impact the migrant and drug smuggling crisis is having on their states. The governors were briefed by Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCraw, along with Texas National Guard General Money R. Euless, and National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd. At the conclusion of the event, the governors highlighted a 10-point plan to combat Biden's border crisis. Within the plan, the governors called for the Biden administration to finish securing the border. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.